Hello and welcome to a video tutorial brought to you by tutvid.com. In this video tutorial, we're going to look at changing the contextual menu in Flash. Now, a contextual menu is the menu that pops up when a user right-clicks, or if a user's using a Mac, when the user control-clicks on your Flash movie. The contextual menu is the menu that appears. Before I get into any detail, I'm just going to say I'm using Flash Professional 8 here with ActionScript 2.0. Now, as I was saying, when a user right-click or control-clicks on your movie, a menu pops up. Actually, one of three menus will pop up. There is the regular standard menu. There is a text editing menu if you right-click on dynamic text or in text input field. And there's also an error menu. Now, in Flash, using ActionScript, you can make some changes to this menu. We're going to look at changing the standard menu. We can take stuff out of there. We can add stuff. You can even make different menus pop up over different movie clips, buttons, or text fields. So, let's go up here to Control, just to start things off, and hit Test Movie. Now, I'm going to get rid of my bandwidth profiler. And this is just your exported movie. If I right-click, you have some options. You've got Show Redraw Regions, Print Settings Quality, Show All 100%, Zoom In and Zoom Out. If we add a frame here, I'm just going to hit F5 to add one frame, and we export the movie again, we have a bunch more options. We've got Play, Loop, Forward, Rewind, Back. We've got all kinds of other options just by adding one frame, because now the movie is continuously looping 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, just like that. So we can now make changes to this menu, and we can edit that menu. We can take things out, put things in, etc., just by using some ActionScript here in Flash. So first thing we're going to do is use this layer. Well, actually, we'll just create a new layer and name it AS for ActionScript. We're going to select the first keyframe. And we are going to open up our Actions Palette by hitting F9. Here is the Actions Palette, covering up virtually the entire screen. And we are going to type menu change equals new context menu. Open and close parenthesis, semicolon to finish off the line of code. So, here we have an instance of our newly created ActionScript object. We've just created that variable. And it's going to change the context menu, which again is like the technical name for the right-click menu. Now that we have this object here, this context menu object, I should say, we can start to change properties of the menu. All the items that appear in that menu are properties of an object called built-in items. And each object in the default menu can be turned off or turned on by setting its property to either true or false. Okay, you're going to see exactly what I mean in just a minute when we start making some changes. So let's actually make some changes. Now, to make these changes here, we are going to type the name of our object, which in this case is menu change. And then we're going to put a period. Now, as soon as we type that period, you can see Flash has this pop-up menu that says built-in items, dot forward back, dot loop, and all of these are those different properties that are in that menu. So we are going to, just for starters, we will take the, let's say the forward back. I'm going to click that, hit enter. And you can see it says dot built-in items, dot forward back. Now, all we have to do is attached to the end of that equals either true or false. Now it's already there, so I'm just going to type false, semicolon. And what that's going to do now, well, in a second it will. Actually, there's one other line of code we have to do, but it's going to make that forward and back command disappear. And the forward and back command I'm talking about, actually, let me just export the movie so you can see that it is definitely there. We have forward here and back. That's what we're getting rid of by using this forward back built-in items equals false line here. We're going to, go to line 3 here. And we're going to make a couple other changes. We're going to say menu change dot, let's get rid of print. Let's say equals false, semicolon, menu change dot built-in items. Let's get rid of quality so people can't go and make our movie look like a real low quality production, because that's just not something we would do. So We are now hiding, or we're about to hide. Don't go exporting the movie yet, because there's one thing we need to do before these will actually disappear. But we're about to hide the forward, back, print, and quality properties of that context menu, so you're not going to be able to get to them and change them. So what we need to do is associate this menu change object with the menu property of another object. That object can be an individual movie clip, so when you right click over that movie clip, this changed or edited menu will pop up, or that object could be your entire movie. So here on line 5, let's add this code, underscore root dot menu equals menu change, semicolon. Okay, so now the menu change is editing the menu of this entire movie. Let's close up the actions panel and hit command or control enter and right click, and you notice forward, back is gone, quality is gone, and print, they're all gone from our contextual menu. That's very, very, very nice. And you can see it's just this little bit of code here that's doing that, but we're not going to stop there. We're going to edit a little more and learn a little bit more about using and changing, really, not using, the contextual menu in your Flash movie. Now, we can add objects back in by simply switching the false to true. If I export the movie, you're going to see we have, what did I add? Oh, print. I put print back in. There you go, print is set to true, and print, sure enough, is back in the menu. Now, let's say you want to get rid of like everything you can get rid of and just have the most basic contextual menu you can get. You can do that with just one line here, so you don't have to go and do dot built-in items, dot forward back, dot zoom, dot quality, all of them. You don't have to worry about that. All you have to do is, we're actually going to start with a new menu change, dot, and we're going to come down on this list, and down here at the bottom is this option, hide built-in items. We're just going to hit that and hit enter. Apply our semicolons at the end, and underscore root dot menu equals menu change. I'm going to close our actions panel and export the movie. And when I right click, you can see all I get is settings and show redraw regions. So that's a real quick and easy way to just get rid of virtually the entire context menu. The last thing I'm going to show you here is how to change or make the context menu change when you have a movie clip out there. You right click over the movie clip, you get a different context menu than when you click on just any other part of the movie. I'm just going to grab the rectangle and I'm going to make a red rectangle right here in the center of the stage. I'm going to select it, hit F8 to convert it to a symbol. I'm going to convert it to a movie clip symbol, and I'm just going to call it box. Hit OK. Come down here, move the actions panel out of here. Come down here into your properties panel, and under instance name, just name it box. Just like that. So we've given it an instance name. Now, I'm going to open up my actions palette, and we're going to say menu change equal new context menu, menu change dot hide built-in items. So when you select any part of the movie, well, actually, I'm going to do menu change here. I'm just going to take away the quality and the print functions of the regular movie. So let's say print. And we're also going to say menu change dot quality, okay, and equal false, semicolon, whoops, should put a semicolon, not quotes, equal false. So now the menu obviously will not have print or quality. Let's make another context menu change here, and this one we'll say is menu change 2. Equals new context menu. Oops, make sure you put that space there between new and context menu. Parentheses and semicolon. And here we're going to say menu change 2 dot built-in items, but we're actually just going to say hide built-in items. Put the semicolon. And here we're going to say box dot menu equals menu change 2. Semicolon. You can check to see if I have any errors, and there are no errors. So if all goes well, this will work properly. I'm going to export the movie When I right click out here, you can see I don't have print or quality. When I right click over the box, I have a completely different context menu. So there's really a lot you can do here playing around with the context menu. You can mix things up. You can mix multiple menus in one document depending on what movie clip you click on. You can add your own custom links in there. You can add your own custom text. There are ways to do that, although I didn't cover it in this tutorial, unfortunately. That will be in a tutorial to come for sure, because that's actually really cool. You can set your own text in your context menus and actually link it out to your own sites, you know, other links that you want it to be, other than, you know, what Flash already has default linked in there. So, you know, there's a lot of things you can do, and there's all kinds of cool things you can do with these context menus, but this is definitely the fundamentals and the basic starting point for you getting started creating your own custom context menus. And it's really just one of those little things that is just really cool, something you can do with Flash, and certainly something that's pretty interesting. So I hope you've learned something in this video tutorial. I hope you've enjoyed it. And please go check the site out. That's www.tutvid.com. Thank you for watching.